USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
European allies to the United States continue to warn President Trump that it would be a mistake for the U.S. to pull out of the Iran nuclear accord. The latest to visit and bring that message is the British Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson.
I think that we can meet the president's challenge and be tougher on Iran, which is what we've got to do, but without throwing away the heart of that Iran nuclear deal.
Johnson speaking there on MSNBC. President Trump has set a Saturday deadline for deciding whether to pull out of the agreement or ordering that it be renegotiated. Iran says the deal cannot be renegotiated. First Lady Melania Trump will unveil details of her national platform at an event in the Rose Garden today. The First Lady's mission will reportedly focus on a variety of things that contribute to the well-being of children. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A sheriff just outside Atlanta says sniper-like shootings last Friday on a major highway were a random act of violence by a 26-year-old man who had an arsenal with him. Rex Harbor of Snellville hid in the woods and randomly opened fire 17 times on passing vehicles on Highway 365. Two men were struck by bullets, but they're recovering. Harbor then shot and killed himself when officers had him surrounded. The Carnival Cruise Line ship Dream is back on another trip after a problem last week when 50 rooms were flooded because of a busted water pipe. But this passenger on that cruise says the captain and crew kept them fully informed.
I thought it was very admirable in how they handled it. Didn't try to sweep it under the carpet.
He was speaking as he disembarked the ship in New Orleans over the weekend. Carnival has since replaced all the carpets and made all the repairs, and it's now making full refunds and offering passengers of last week's cruise a half-price ticket on their next trip. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Vladimir Putin is Russia's leader for another 6 years, sworn in hours ago, 2 days after police arrested dozens of protesters who'd carried signs proclaiming that Putin is not their czar. He's been Russia's president for all but 4 years in the 21st century, and those 4 years that he wasn't, well, he was still largely steering Russia as its prime minister. He won re-election with 70% of the vote in a March balloting with no serious challengers, and his most dangerous opponent was barred from running. Eruptions from the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island are continuing, and more evacuations are now being ordered. Over 24 homes have already been destroyed by lava, and it's not just the lava that's a concern. A civil defense official yesterday was asked about the air quality because of these volcanic eruptions, including sulfur dioxide.
Well, the levels are still high in that what we call the hot zone or the very extremely risky zone. It's 5 parts per million or higher.
And an encounter with a giraffe has left an award-winning wildlife photographer dead in South Africa. Carlos Carvalho was filming a feature at a game lodge about 45 miles northwest of Johannesburg a few days ago when a giraffe slammed its head onto the photographer. Carvalho was flown to a Johannesburg hospital, but he died of his injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.